Listen to this. Listen to this. Listen to this text. You can put it up, y'all can get it. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 26 to 31. I'm going to read this. I'm going to read this from the King James. If you can turn there and get it. Hebrews 10. I want y'all to listen close. What we're doing today, like I said, this is not to make any. I didn't come to preach condemnation. I didn't come trying to make you feel guilty. I just come to show you the consequences. I come to show you the danger and the deception of sin. And anybody in his right mind will not step off a cliff. And you see it's 400, 1,000, 2,000 or 3,000 feet down. You ain't going to step off that cliff. I ain't going to step off 110 feet down. Hebrews 10, they're working on it. Hebrews 10, 26. For if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin. Any person that sin willfully after hearing the truth, there ain't nothing else God can do for you. I'm going to say it again. If we sin willfully after we receive the knowledge of the truth, there is nothing else God can do for you. Well, let me show you what awaits you. But a certain fearful look for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversary. Other words, only thing awaits that person is the same thing that awaits Satan. There's a fiery indignation that awaits Satan. He knows it. He can't get out of it. He's doomed. He's been judged. And he don't, like I told you about that person, don't care about you or anything. He knows he's doomed. But he's so low down and full of hate and cruel and violent and evil. He want to hurt anybody and everybody he can. He don't care how much pain you suffer in your flesh, how severe the pain is. He doesn't care how severe your pain is in your emotion. He don't care how he wants to twist your mind so you just go insane. You don't know how to think right. He doesn't care because he's already doomed and he knows it. Is all right? He said in verse 28, he said, he that despised what? Moses' law. Died without mercy unto what? Two or three witnesses. It just took two or three witnesses to say, you did that. And Moses and them said, you did. Cut your head off. Stone you, whatever, how they kill folks back then. Just two or three witnesses say, yeah, I saw them do it. Two, three. They were dead. He said, 29 said, oh, how much sore punishment suppose ye shall ye? How much sore punishment ye shall he be brought thought worthy? Who has what? Trodden underfoot the Son of God and has counted the blood of the covenant. Wherewith he was what? Sanctified and unholy thing, and has done despite unto the Spirit of grace. Look what's waiting. Verse 30. For we know him that has said, vengeance is mine. Huh? Vengeance belongeth unto me. I will what? Recompense, says the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. It's fearful. And people think they think they're real cool. But he said, you don't want to fall into my hand. You don't want to fall under my wrath. And God not trying to be ugly. He's just telling you that I'm a God. You don't want to try to deal with me. No, you don't. You don't want to try to face up or come up against me. Satan tried it once. He'll never do it again. No, he won't. You don't want God's wrath. And sin will get you under his wrath. That's what he wants you to understand. That's why he showed you mercy. That's why I thank God for mercy. And so next time Satan tried to get you all mad, you start saying, I'm not taking that. I'm gonna walk in love. I'm gonna do what's right. How are you gonna do it? Because you know something. What do you know? The greater one is on the inside of me. I got a right to choose. Not only do I have a right to choose, I have the power to choose what's right. You can't stop me. I may be upset, but I can still choose right. Hallelujah. No, I'm not out of control. I am in control. Why? Because the greater one is inside of me. So temple, just cool down. Just chill down. It's going to be all right. Boy, I used to get upset and I thought I had to do everything I thought. Anybody ever been there? And you get through doing everything you thought, you say, so what a fool I was. Amen. Because you thought you were so right while you were so mad. I got a right to do this. Then you get through, you look like a little something like that. And y'all know I'm preaching good. Amen. Hallelujah. Sin is not a part of the believer's life. Sin is not a part of the life of the believer. Did you hear what I said? Because when you were born again, we were made brand new. I'm going to say that again. When you were born again, get this in your heart. When you were born again, you were made brand new. You were a sinner before you got born again. You were. That's what you were. But you were made brand new, made something else. And the Bible says you were made a new creature. And a new creature, the Bible says a new creature is a son of God, not a son of Satan. Are y'all in the house? If we're going to follow this, let's follow it. The Bible said once you're born again, you're a son of God. And that means you're not a son of Satan, you're a son of God. A son of God, my sons, and we got six sons and one daughter. Our children, when they was at home, they're on the grown on their own now. Oh, sir. When they were under our control and influence. I didn't send them over to Brother AJ's house for the meal and Brother George by the clothes and Brother Sharon to take them to school.